Connecticut's top court says the families of victims of the 2012 Newtown school shooting can move forward with a lawsuit against the gun maker Remington. The company makes the rifle used in the shooting. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The state Supreme Court overturned a ruling from a lower court that blocked the lawsuit. Remington argued the suit was prohibited by a federal law that shields gun manufacturers from liability in shootings. Family members of nine victims joined the suit, including David Wheeler, whose son Ben was one of 20 children to die in the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
There is a reason this particular consumer product is the one that is used by people who want to inflict the most damage. That reason very likely partially resides at the feet of the manufacturers in their advertising and marketing policies.
Wheeler and other plaintiffs say Remington's marketing glorified the Bushmaster. Attorney Joshua Koskoff says that marketing was often directed at young people.
There are the advertisements that feature a lone gunman on an empty battlefield. There are the images that promote the masculinity of the weapon that is meant to be conferred by simply buying an AR-15.
Bill Sherlock's wife, Mary, was a school psychologist who died in the shooting. He says he hopes the lawsuit could force Remington to turn over internal communications.
This is another step forward to the discovery process where we can peel back the layers of the corporate entity of Remington and find out exactly what their goals were and what their objectives were behind the marketing of this particular product.
Military-style rifles like the Bushmaster have been used in other mass shootings, including the 2017 shooting in Las Vegas that killed 58 people. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.